Ride, June 26th. Listen!
Dirty boots. Yeah, got some dirty boots. Dirty Boots is a song about being on the road with a band in a van cutting the land. Every song is a dirty boot, a no-wave suit, electric scoot. Yeah, it's proletariat laughter. The song is about touring, about scoring the clubs, promoters, and voters. Thinking about rolling stones, muddy waters, painted black, kind of riff, dancing with Mr. D, rock and roll circus. Where's the elephants? Where's the damn elephants? Dirty Boots is a song about Mike Watt. The candle is the club, the scene, the space. Here we go to another candle I know. The jelly roll, the common bond of goo. After the singing, the dreaming.
Disappear.
Disappear. Disappear is a song about 1975. Patti Smith. Walking with a Tom. New York City. The Bowery. And a UFO flying. Whipping over and taking off. Disappear be coming, going at the same time. The Jack move is visitation. Possessed by a spirit that is only loneliness. Your ghost is a host to the mostest. Get back to New York City. Stir it up. Get in the car. Look in your mirror. Be careful of hitchhikers. Going out west where you long to belong, to believe in ghosts. And it's another toast to Izzy. 52nd Street to Avenue A, it's every day. I'm learning to say, hey, 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 L.A.
She was so skinny when she died that her clothes hung on her like a tunic. She wanted to be perfect for us. A thoughtless journalist called her hippie, making her obsessed with her weight. She was ahead of her time. There was no Cher or Madonna for her to have as role models. Aerobics could have saved Karen's life. As it is, she died very young. Hey, cool thing, come here. Lying on my bed, staring at the tapestry on the wall, there are two scantily dressed white girls. One has a dagger in her hand. Hey, cool thing. They're looking at this black panther up in the tree, hissing at them. What is the meaning of this picture? Is it about Patty Hearst and the SLA? What did she fantasize about in that closet? Did she become a member of the SLA because women being outside of the male structured world do make for more natural anarchists? The conclusion. Girls invented punk rock, not England, not the United States. Girls. Who is Goo? Goo is you. She could be the 18-year-old who was just hanging out with nothing to do. Or she could have a Machiavellian plan to start out as the drummer and become a multi-million dollar superstar. I hope it becomes a popular name for expectant parents in the 90s.